This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. This week, Jefferson County successfully defended its bankruptcy plan from four objectors in federal court. U.S. Bankruptcy Judge Thomas Bennett said the objectors did not have standing to object to the county's plan because they were not creditors. Here to explain the details of this week's hearing is Kyle Whitmire. He's a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start off, Kyle. Who were the objectors and what was their argument?
Well, most of them were plaintiffs' lawyers who are representing ratepayers. Plaintiffs who have come forward and said, look, sewer rates right now just are not reasonable. And if you raise these rates further, it's just going to hurt people in Jefferson County more. And, you know, they had questions about whether or not, what they're going to be paying into the system would even be able to support the debt that the county is proposing to borrow to pay off its old debt. Another one was the Birmingham Water Works Board that said, they're sort of tied at the hip with the Jefferson County sewer system because, they collect sewer fees for the sewer system. You know, they're put on that bill together. And when people don't pay, they cut them off. And they said, look, this is going to be a PR disaster for us if, these sewer rates keep going up and up and up and up. Judge Bennett said that, while these concerns are interesting, none of the people bringing them are creditors. He did call ratepayers general unsecured creditors. But he said, at the very least, this is not the time for them to make these objections.
So what say do the people who will pay the debt that's left after the deal is done have before it's approved?
That's still up in the air. And, there's an open question of who speaks for the ratepayers right now? Who is looking out for their best interests? The county commissioners have sort of, they've been working on this problem for 3 years now. And they are, at least four of them, are married to this plan. Yet there seems to be a lot of dissatisfaction out there. Just this afternoon, of course, it's completely unscientific. I put up a poll on AL.com asking, who do you trust to look after your best interest in this? Is it the county commissioners? Is it the attorney general? Is it the judge in this case? Is it these plaintiffs' lawyers? Or is it no one? And more than 75% are saying it's no one. We're just out there on our own right now.
That's fairly alarming.
Yeah, I mean it means that the county is saying right now that they have to go sell this plan to potential investors and sell this plan to Wall Street. They haven't sold this plan to their own constituents.
AL.com and the Birmingham News did a neighborhood blitz this week where different reporters were spread over the nine election districts. You were in District 3, and your job was to get a sense of the issues voters have going into municipal elections. Did anyone bring up sewer rates or concerns about Jefferson County's bankruptcy exit plan?
Some of them did, even though that's not what we were there to talk about. That was the first thing that a lot of the people that I approached wanted to discuss was what was happening with that bankruptcy. They're very concerned about it, and to a person, they were all very unhappy with how this is unfolding.
What were some of the issues that people brought up that you spoke to yesterday?
Well, I mean, as it pertains to the city elections, they're very concerned with this division between the mayor and the city council, Mayor William Bell and the city council. They still have not passed a budget. There seems to be a lot of bickering between them, and that's registered. A lot of them were just sort of the bread and butter, bricks and mortar type issues that get brought up in these elections. Lots of people have problems with overgrown lots and abandoned houses in their neighborhoods. They want infrastructure improvements, like having alleys cleaned. There were positive things. Lots of people are very happy about what's happened with Railroad Park and Regent Field. But they want to see those kinds of improvements done in their own neighborhoods.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.